Severe drought continues in the West, forcing many cities to impose strict restrictions on water use. People have had to cut back on everything from washing their cars to watering their lawns. Now, the fastest-growing city in the country, Las Vegas, is finally having to accept the limits of its own water supply. From Nevada Public Radio, Kai Pluskin reports.
Nevada is historically the driest state in the Union, but that hasn't stopped Las Vegas from using 35% to 100% more water than other desert cities. Pat Mulroy is with the Southern Nevada Water Authority.
It's that we've never had to really come to grips with where we live, and the time for that is now.
So for the first time, this Mojave Desert city is developing a three-tier plan to restrict water use. The Water Authority is running ads like this one to get people thinking about how to save water.
Here in Southern Nevada, billions of gallons of water were wasted last year during the worst drought on record. We wanted to hear people's suggestions on how we can get through the drought.
The city's now in its first stage, a drought watch. No washing buildings, don't let hoses run aimlessly without a nozzle, and don't plant grass around any new commercial buildings. That may seem obvious for a desert city, but 95% of the lawns here are of the cold weather variety, requiring 80 inches of water a year. That's 20 times more than Las Vegas's annual rainfall.
Well, I kind of think it's a water hog.
Ellen Spiegel has a lawn.
Really big lawn, in the front and back.
She's come to the Desert Demonstration Gardens in urban Las Vegas to learn what she can plant in this most arid of climates. She still likes grass.
I like the ornamental grasses, though. So, like, but there'll be, like, one little thing that plants in the ground, and then it sprays out and spews forth and will cover, you know, like, 4 feet in any direction. So, as opposed to, like, lawn. The sage is really pretty.
Artemisia.
Ellen and her friend Shauna are looking at the low-water-use plants, like giant tufts of grass, known as xeriscape. The Water Authority runs this program and has $6 million in credits to give people for replacing their lawns. It's a $1 per square foot incentive.
So you guys are thinking about converting your landscaping?
I am.
Ellen is.
Are you?
Doug Bennett is the conservation manager for the Southern Nevada Water Authority.
You know, I think our first hurdle is to get people in an environment like this and explain to them that this is what we're talking about, not just a pile of rocks and a cow skull and a wagon wheel. Although some people may choose that, that's not what our program is about.
There's cactus, trees, rocks, shrubs, herbs, fruit trees, and even some astroturf. This kind of landscape can save 62 gallons per square foot a year, according to the Water Authority. Next year, the authority expects to declare Stage 2, a drought alert, imposing stricter regulations on the city's largest water users, the private, unblemished golf courses surrounded by expensive housing and fake lakes. Some courses are already begrudgingly ripping out sod, acre upon acre. Not surprisingly, Pat Mulroy of the Water Authority says courses are complaining they'll be hit harder under Stage 2.
So we've said, you know, you really have a choice. I mean, you can change the way you operate and become part of the solution, or we end up where Denver is. Denver shut down 12 golf courses. And from a public standpoint, if I have to change the landscaping around my house, I certainly want the big users to also step up to the plate.
So far, the enormous water fountains that dazzle tourists along the desert city strip haven't been hit with water restrictions. That could be next under Stage 3, drought emergency. Those regulations are being drafted by a citizens group. They should be finalized this summer. For NPR News, I'm Kai Plaskon in Las Vegas.